Hey, y'all know what it is. It's your girl, Marley B. Yes, live on Bang Out Radio. You feel me? Today's hot topic, on May the 25th, this year, 2011, 4 days after the world was supposed to be beginning to end. Today's topic is light skin versus dark skin, or dark skin versus light skin, whichever you want to put first. You feel me? I prefer dark skin go first because I'm a little on the dark side. No, I'm just playing with y'all. But we're going to go in today, you feel me? And we're going to basically not just talk about, oh, light skin versus dark skin, who's better. It's not about who's better. What I'm talking about is a reflection of the industry and how the industry may play up lighter colored artists, actors and actresses, and things in that profession more than they seem to glorify dark skin. And sometimes when they do find talented, you know, people of the darker persuasion, they are not all that attractive. Hold on. You feel me? Let me just go ahead and play a song. You know, let me just start off with Fly by Nisus. You feel me? Because I just want y'all to feel flyer than whoever sitting next to you, whoever hating on you. You feel me? I got haters out there. They out there hating. I ain't got time for that. We fly in here. So what we finna do is play Fly and show y'all how fly we are.
Are you serious? This is who you rolling with. You can do much more flyer than that. Let me ask you a question.
Baby, tell me, what do you see? Yeah. When you look a guy like me up there. Fit it from my jacket to my jeans. Shoe game, make a nigga throw up. See, I'm flyer than him.
Flyer.
Matter of fact, I'm flyer than them.
Flyer.
Baby girl, tell me why, oh why. Why the hell you still stuck with that guy?
You need to know that I'm flyer.
Only 6 I see order to stop my kids.
What are you about for?
Shout out to Omi for that one. You know what I'm saying? But every time I come around, I be purping vodka, purping vodka, purping vodka. Man, the homegirl know what I'm talking about when I say that. But, you know what I'm saying? Marley be over here relaxing right now, sipping some strawberry white Zinfandel, you know what I'm saying, doing what I do, talking to you guys, you know. Today, our special guest on the show is the infamous none other than the one and only Cali Bred ENT family. Telling y'all right now, they deep, you know what I'm saying? All of them couldn't even be on the show, you feel me? That's like 10 people trying to share a mic, you know what I mean? So they calling in from their different ends of the world, and, you know, we're going to have a good time talking to them about where they got their start and, you know what I'm saying, where they're trying to go with it, what everybody, you know, has found as their niche, you know what I mean, and what artists do what, because they got everything from directors and, you know what I'm saying, producers to models, singers, rappers, you know what I'm saying. So y'all going to have a good time today. And I just want y'all to go ahead and call in and spark up the conversation about light skin versus dark skin. I might want to start it. We're going to look at two people who I'm not sure if you want to consider them to be light-skinned, but I would say, you know, Rihanna is the lighter persuasion. I'm not going to put brown skin in the middle because that's not really where the battle is coming from. Because, to be honest, brown-skinned people, y'all are looked at like y'all dark, too. So just in case you thought you was on the light side, think again, boo, because they looking at y'all like y'all dark. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100. We all pretty people, but you feel me? I'm just getting the shit on out there, putting that subject out in the air right now. We're going to get into our next track because, you feel me, we got a lot of brown-skinned sisters, light-skinned sisters, and dark-skinned sisters that know how to rap, sing, tap, dance, act, and everything else, you feel me? And here is one of them. Mommy named Topaz Lachey. Y'all, let's stop acting like y'all know who that is. She run this right here. This is Bang Out Radio, her creation, her baby, you feel me? So y'all take care and listen to this bossy chick because she's a boss, boss.
Woo! The boss is here, Topaz Lachey. You think you probably you a fool for this one. Where my bossy chick at? I'm a bossy chick. Too high for them. Better recognize the boss. I'm about to give it to them. Yeah, I'm stunning on them. They can't do it like me. Yeah, they wish they could. Yeah, I'm running this shit like the president. So with that, but you gotta get with that. This bossy chick so serious. I'm a bossy chick. 'Cause I'm a boss. They know, 'cause I'm a boss. They know, they know. They let me loose now. I'm off the chain now. So bossy form. All you haters, haters, haters better run for it. I'm taking over now. West Coast, East Coast, down South now. I'm the bossy ass, and that's a guarantee. I know you're feeling me. So weird ass. But you gotta get weird ass. This bossy, bossy chick so serious. I'm a bossy chick. 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 Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, I'm a boss chick. 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 Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know. B-O-S-S-Y. B-O-S-S-Y. Cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss. They know, cause I'm a boss.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. It's West Good Wednesdays, and I see my babies is calling me already to tell me what's good. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay having it blowing up. I don't be knowing whether to play music, talk to the artist, answer a call, use the bathroom, pour a drink, spill my drink. Man, just for real, though. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take my first caller because y'all just a little bit too anxious, you feel me? Let's see who this is calling from. Last four of your number. Just in case y'all don't know, last four of your number, that is now your name. When you call in, make sure you know the number that you're calling from and the last four digits. And when you call in, boo, press one, or I'm not going to know you want to talk to me. It's just going to look like you're listening in. You know what I'm saying? So do me that favor while I take this caller. You feel me? Y'all let that sink in. 4659, what's on your mind?
What's good, Marley B? It's your boy, KY, self A.
What's up, KY? What's up, KY? Man, I was hoping, you know what I'm saying, it was a caller. I could chop it away before I take my crew. Because, man, when our crew get on, they finna take over.
Oh, yeah.
You already know. I'm showing them love, you know what I'm saying, letting them, you know, just spread their wings a little, get their stuff out there, like just act a fool real quick, you know. So.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, wife.
Nothing chilling with my boy E Sharp eating on some Popeye chicken, listening to the
man.
Show, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I should have came over there like I said I was going. Come on. Ain't no chicken
man.
Over here. Oh, but save me a piece. I'm going to be over there at 7 by 7:05. I'm gonna, you know, around it about 7:04:50. I'm going to be over there to get that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So while you on, you know I have to hit you with the flex. So what is up with my nigga Boozer on the Bulls?
Man, Mr. Carlos Boozer, a.k.a. Mr. Balrog from Mike Tyson Punch-Out Game. Don't have no game.
I wonder how Kelly Red feel about that. They probably like, wow, you know, half they team the Lakers, half they team Boston, you feel me? And we both, you know, on staycation somewhere else. We vacationing right now, you know. We don't feel like playing.
Exactly. You need to play. You need to play in his correct position on the bench.
So,
because he has no game.
So, what's your take? You know, he likes it. So, what's your take on him? What's your take on him? And him being light skinned in the industry. You think they giving him a little bit too much glory because he is light skinned on the team, or you think like, man, it's just because he's just big and dumb? I'm trying to figure it out.
No, I don't think they giving him no a lot of glory because he light skinned. They probably just giving him a lot of glory because he, you know, playing and doing his thing. But other than that, I don't think it had nothing to do with like light skin or being chocolate or whatever.
Thank you for clearing that up for the ignoramuses out there that seem to think that it really is some type of, you know, invisible line, you know, in between light and dark skin. Like, I don't even know. I've never been light skinned before, so I can't speak for them. But being me, you know, I know I'm not going to lighten up no time soon, so I embraced my color at an early age, you know. Feel sorry for the ones out there insecure and still stuck on stupid about light skin, dark skin, you know. Crazy.
It's crazy because I actually have a boy, and we discussed this probably like a month ago, and he was saying my boy has an advantage because he's light-skinned. And, you know, my other boy, he's chocolate. So he think my boy has an advantage with the females because he's light-skinned. He think all the girls love light-skinned. But I think it's all about your demeanor and your swag and how you present yourself. And it ain't all about, you know, skin tone.
Right. Because I know I speak for a lot of ladies out there, a lot of my friends, you know what I'm saying, no matter what color we are, what height, what size, you know what I'm saying, I am sure a lot of us have changed some man mind out there about not liking a dark girl, and then I know it's a lot of light-skinned girls out there that have changed plenty of dudes' minds about, you know, I don't like light skin. Like, what's the difference? It's, you know, it's the same as black and white. Like, how can you turn one way and say, white people, we all need to join together and have unity and turn around like, I don't like you, you too black, come on now, you know? So,
yeah.
I appreciate you giving us your opinion on that, you know what I'm saying? And I see I got a couple more callers in and my crew calling in, okay, and I really appreciate this. This is like, you know what I'm saying, it's, I don't know, like I really appreciate being able to do this on the show every Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Just to
share my personality
with people. So, you know, I'm funny. You know, I try to keep everything at a light point of view. You know, just try to keep people laughing. You know, especially in the midst of any type of turmoil, I would probably be the court jester trying to keep the kids laughing or the old people happy or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be that person. You know, the person to sing for the Navy when they going through it, whatever. You know, try to be that siren, but. It'll take a while, but you know what I'm saying? We all trying to get where we want to go, you know what I'm saying? And we getting there slowly but surely. What you working on right now before you go? Let me know what you got going.
Oh, right now, you know, I'm in the mix of working on that Grown Man Swag album, and I'm going to keep saying on every Bang Out Radio show, if your album don't come out before July, I feel for you.
Right. Oh, good. Mine coming out June 21st, the first day of summer, the first day of the beginning of the end of the beginning of the end of the world. And I'm going to be far from Hollywood. I'm going to tell you that.
And you know, I got to get you on the album, so right. We got to get that together.
That's right, man. We gotta get it in this next couple months, man, because there's a lot we gotta do. You feel me? Shout out to Topaz out there. She the one made that happen. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. So we need to get into another caller because I see they calling and they probably sitting there anxious, like, come on, let us talk. You know what I mean? So before I let you go, you feel me? Shoot a link or two out there so they know where they can find K-Wise. You know what I mean? Because half the Cali bread haven't formally been introduced to you. You know what I mean? So.
Okay, you can find me on my Facebook under facebook.com/KWAZ. It's KWAZ, the Lyrical Psycho. Or you can find me on Twitter at KWAZ5000 because I'm beyond, you know what I'm saying? Or just Google KWAZ. You'll find me. I'm everywhere.
Yep, that's KWAZ, KWAZ, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, K-Wise, for calling in. I appreciate that, my brother. I'm trying to stop saying my nigga so much, but my brother. You know what I'm saying? Let the people know what color you are. You feel me? So they know you rep it light skin, brown skin, dark skin. What it do?
I'm in the middle. I ain't light, I ain't dark. So you know what? I get the best of both.
Oh, you repping the brown. That's right. You repping the brown. That's right. That's right. We got a call coming in right now. You know what I'm saying? How y'all doing? Call 9994. I got a feeling this is Kitty Cat, the princess of Calibrate ENT. 9994. Hey, Kitty Cat. Hey,
what's up?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing in Radio Land? It's Marley B. In case you're just now tuning in, you know what I'm saying? That was KY's The Lyrical Psycho. You know what I'm saying? That just called in to show his love. And now we got Kitty Cat of Cali Red online, the princess.
Yes.
You feel me? Y'all just don't know. She got some hot tracks, and you know what I'm saying? Y'all might have been listening to them.
Over the past few, you know what I'm saying?
This is her right here, Kathy. Wow, that's crazy.
Oh,
Kitty Cat,
why are you always trying to get my government? Right? Why are you always trying to get my government?
I be trying to sound all extra professional when I talk to you, too, because you know I be going to laugh. I'm like, oh, yeah, so So while we expose it, you know what I'm saying, what does your name stand for? What does your name Kitty Cat stand for? And let them know what sign you are, how that all connects.
Okay, for one, Kitty Cat, I'm a Leo, so you know what I'm saying, you know, where it comes from, they always say, you know what I'm saying, we cats, lions, you know what I'm saying, tigers, bears, oh my, whatever, you know what I'm saying, but yeah, I'm a Leo, so that's where Kitty Cat comes from, because you know what I'm saying, I'm probably on the softer side of a lion, you know what I'm saying, lioness, should I say.
That's beautiful. Well, tell us what you do, you know what I'm saying, what you contribute as a member of Calibrate.
Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, I be writing in the studio. I be coming up with my hooks. I be coming, you know what I'm saying, my rap game. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to do my thing. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to rap for the women. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to rap.
Right.
It's only how many out there for the rap game. You know what I'm saying? It's not that many.
Right.
So we got to do the thing.
So what would you say, like, how long you been at this, the rapping thing, I should say, how long you been at rapping and writing?
Okay, well, writing, I've been writing for a long time, but the actual rap game, you know what I'm saying, you know, people wanted me to sit there and try to manage them and try to, you know what I'm saying, them out with that. But, you know what I'm saying, as I sat there and I said, wait, hold on. Nigga, I can write too. So, you know what I'm saying, I got some shit, you know what I'm saying. Let me put that down. Let me try to, you know what I'm saying, get that in. So that's where that came from, you know what I'm saying. So try to do the thing.
Right. We have a track I want to play by Kitty Cat, you know what I'm saying, just so y'all know.
Okay.
You feel me? Because I know a lot of people out here is getting lifted right now while they're listening to my show, you know what I mean? They might be sitting there by themselves, lonely, hating, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my
still
God, if you are,
hate.
We here.
We got the ones that's fans that's been here since day one for Topaz, you know what I'm saying? And they got the fans that's out there like, oh, my goodness, they ain't already. I've never heard it. This is my first time. And they tuning in, you know what I'm saying? We got so much love coming in. We really don't have time for the hate, but it's motivation. And I want y'all to sit here right now and get high off our love.
Right, high off the love. That's me.
Get high off the love. That's what we're going to do. Get high off the love.
Hey, yo. It's time to talk to Joshua Percent.
Right till you with the mid slap, never hold back. Keep that shit on my lap. Super green, catch you rolling up that purple tree. My love, it makes you so high, baby. Never touch the ground. Put a smile upon your face, yeah, baby. Don't you frown. Stand here, make your heart beat, 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 beat. Catching me, catching you, looking at me. Level the way I touch my hips when I walk. Bring it right to you. Yeah, I know you see it from the front, baby. Don't you front. Boom, boom.
Ooh, baby, high off the love. Don't hesitate to take me under. shells beating in a Mustang like Kang. A couple of old dog, more smoke than an old hippie. A half-baked thing, ass kitty cat, she know what I mean. She's clean-scented, baby, how the incense gets spent so high off your love. I thought it was a dream when I rubbed your butt in the club. Yes, you looked in my eyes and you say, sir, we, you always high. Damn, and your thighs look good, so I wanna give you some of this crack of wood. So pack, pack, show me respect, or let me disrespect your neck. I'm getting high off these drugs, my dick is standing straight up. I wanna see your booty jiggle just a little, like a girl's from a party on the YouTube video.
Ooh, baby, high off the love.
Looking on her high spots, yeah, she feel the pressure. She wanna hit the seats, love in the ecstasy. She's a freak, yeah, she got me hit it in the back seat. And she like how my nigga low key. She ask her friends about me, and they don't even know me. So she say, BDB, you can take my key and meet me at the house like a round three. So the boy, I'll hold you on the phone. I'm both a boy, I'm gonna come to your home. Break past the bed, never mind, I need head. My nigga on this way, so hurry up so I can start my day. Out the door, thinking about your love. I double back just so your boy can flood. And think about the nasty things I wanna do to you. You hit me up on the phone and say you wanna do this, do, so I'll come through.
Young Bizzle, 937 Entertainment, Hard Life Records, Hydro Music Productions, along with Mac World Records. You are now tuned in to the hottest station in the land, BangOutRadio.com, where independent artists get heard. You hear me? Make sure y'all get that Bizzle Bron James.
All right, y'all, we back, you know what I'm saying, right here on Bang Out Radio. If you're just tuning in, our topic of today is dark skin versus light skin. You know what I'm saying? And I got two surprise announcements closer to the end of the show. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in so y'all can find out who the 14 hot models are that's going to be in my video. You know what I'm saying? They might not be famous, but they are super. You feel me? They my friends, you know, and I love them. And they fly. And I'm going to give them a nice little shout out and let them know I'm inviting them to check out. Let me stop. They already know they're going to be in the video, but I'm still inviting them, you know what I'm saying, to check it out. We here with a Kitty Cat, a Cali Brand, because today is Cali Brand Day on Bang Out Radio.
Yay!
And you know what I'm saying? We got number 8741. You are now in the building, y'all. Welcome, sir, we, to the Bang Out Radio realm. Check it out. What's good, sir, we?
West popping, Martin Bizzle, what's going on? Happy Grand Day. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Tyson, in the building. I am in the building
right
now. That's right. What it do?
That's right, man. Sir, we tell them. Please tell them what city you repping. Where do you call from? What city just blessed you with the name? You know what I'm saying? Let us know right now. What city you rep all day?
All right. First off, I'm from Jungle, California, Los Angeles, the spot of the low west. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, just by, you know, the wobble I used to, you know what I'm saying? I used to run around wobbling all the time with my trunk rattling. Niggas like, damn, you just a weird wobbler. And it went from there, you know what I'm saying? And the music ain't
it just came by.
Shit, I don't know. I guess a nigga just was born with it. You know what I'm saying? Some real shit. I woke up one morning and said, "Oh, I want to do this." You know what I'm saying? It's like I've been doing it for so long. It's like It's like putting my shoes on, you feel me?
Right
now,
right.
I'm in shoes on right this minute. Right now.
So what is it you what is it you do? You know, I know what you do. You feel me? Y'all my fam. But let some of the callers out there know that's just tuning in from Australia, Canada, New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Everywhere.
Hello.
Africa, you know.
Tell
let them know what you do, you know, and actually, you know, your newfound passion, making beats.
On everything. Wow, you just explained that. Well, first off, you know what I'm saying, I am a songwriter.
Okay.
Half of the time. I'm really just shenanigans the people, you know what I mean?
Shenanigans.
You know, shenanigans and the people, you know what I'm saying? You know what I do. I'm going to sit here
right,
and say, like, I'll be like, I write it all. You know what I don't.
So,
I'm just shenanigans the people, you feel me? But I say, you know what I mean? That's just one of the things I do, you know what I mean? Other than producing videos, you know what I mean? They ain't all major, but you know what I'm saying? We do what we do, you feel me?
Right.
Because
right.
We are independent, you know what I mean? And you got it, you know what I'm saying?
You know, like I asked Kitty Cat and like I asked you, you know, did I ask you about the light skin versus dark skin, Kitty Cat?
No, you did not.
Okay.
You did not ask
me
about that.
I was going to touch on the topic, you know, as far as the industry, when it comes to light skin versus dark skin, like, you know, for example, with Destiny's Child, with Kelly and Beyonce,
okay.
Would you say that? In your opinion, not because of the color, but who you think, you know, actually sang better?
Ooh, to be honest, honestly, I would feel that, honestly, the God gives Beyonce, she has her voice, you know what I'm saying? She has her thing, you know what I'm saying? Her character. So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Beyonce, she can sing.
Right.
Kelly, she good. Oh, Kelly, she can sing too. She would have been in the group.
Right. But as far as, you know, let's say, you know, by it being, not even because Beyonce's dad was over the group, but I'll say, do you think they made Beyonce a lead singer more so because they thought that would be, you know, more commercial and that society would accept her being the lead singer because she was lighter or because she had more talent?
Well, you know, I feel like that they put her in the forefront because she was probably a little bit on the lighter shade, you know what I'm saying? It'd probably be more acceptable to others, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that that's probably what it was. But she also has a gift, so you can't just, like, say, oh, that's the reason why, you know? But, yeah, I would think that's some of the reason, you know?
I'm gonna get into another caller, you know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta be prepared to everybody talk at once because if we all talk more than, you know what I'm saying, start laughing or talking at once, it makes the phone.
We take turns.
So we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. I really appreciate it, caller. 4569.
Let me get the blood.
Hello?
Caller 4569, you on live with Marley B on Bang Out Radio. What it do?
What's up with it?
What's up with it? Who is this?
It's your boy, Yannick the Geek, Nikio, baby.
Oh, Nikio, my nigga, you finally called in. What? Oh,
what's
man. What's
poppin'? What's poppin'?
That's 5:35. My nigga called in today. Oh, what's this? May the 26th. Man, Nikio, what's good? Really, what's
man,
good?
You already know. I hear the light skin versus dark skin going on. So I mean, you know, I'm in between. So as far as that being said, I don't really have nobody.
He in between. Ah, that's funny. Well, you are though. You really are because you're more like a peanut butter brown. So you're not even really light or, you know, dark. But.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, I feel you. That's funny. So he's
like, yeah, I just want to shout out, you know, Marley B. That's
yeah,
it, you know. See, you know, you hold it down, Marley. You already know. I had to call. I just wanted to get on here just to say, you know, what's up to you, you feel me? And, you know, just say, you know, hold it down. You know, I know you got this stuff going worldwide, you know, for the radio banger. You already know what it is, though.
Thank you. Shout out to Bay. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Man, so you got any music links? You know what I'm saying? I know you got that Tumblr popping off, and you, man, this is an amazing artist right here. You feel me? I met this man like 2 years ago. You feel me? He's like one of the people that inspired the New Boys, I believe. And you know what I'm saying? He had a group of his own called the Fresh Boys. Man, he is hot. You feel me? So,
well,
what's the link, Nick?
I got a major link you can go to and listen to my music, which is www.whoisag.com/therealnikio. It can take you right directly to my page. That's www.whoisag.com/therealnikio. I got two songs on there, which is called That's Me, and another one which is called It's Getting Hot in Here. So I'm just letting them, like, you know, play along right now and just see where it's going to take me into then. Other than that, you know what I'm saying, Marty, I've just been maintaining. You know, like you said, you did need me 2 years ago. We've been on the grind. We're still on the grind. And you know, and, I mean, even though the industry right now is kind of, like, semi, you know, frustrated with a whole lot of other, you know, other things that's going on, we got to just keep this music stuff alive, you know, as far as no matter how big somebody get or no matter how low class you are, whatever the case may be or whatever you're going through, you just got to keep your music and keep your inspiration going on. You feel me? Like, even though, you know, a lot of people who I know, you know, as far as New Boys, you know, YG from Def Jam, you know, the Rejects is doing their thing now, to still keep me motivated into doing my thing and for me to keep doing it all over, you know what I'm saying?
He turned in. That's what we do it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel you on that. I feel you on 100%. That. You don't make it happen for yourself, and nobody else don't make it happen, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right. That's, you know what I'm saying, that's like bang our slogan, invest in yourself, right? Because, man.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
And then this is how you know you don't belong here, when you got to ask, well, how do I do that? Oh, well, my next time,
you fussing up.
Yeah. Because it comes naturally. You make sure you have somebody in your camp that's talented enough to do it all, you feel me? And if not, the next person to take the load, you know what I mean? And if the next person don't take the load, that's why you make sure that you surround yourself with family, you feel me? On everybody, I say, bam, you know what I mean? I say, I don't
it
look at them
as
my niggas, or just my homegirls, or just, you know what I'm saying? I look at them as my family, you know what I'm saying? And I trust my family, you know what I mean? So I trust that we're going to make the right decision for ourselves, you know what I mean?
Exactly, you feel me? And with that being said, you feel me, before I introduce, you know what I'm saying, the firecracker of Cali Bread, you know what I'm saying, of them
all,
before I let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's going to get, no, y'all don't know, my nigga. I said, nigga, oh, my God. He's finna get on here and wrestle light skin so tough. All the other light skin people gonna just hang up. They'll be like, "Oh, we're
gonna oh my God,
they're crazy.
I got long hair, green eyes, whoopie, whoop,
yeah." Okay. He's gonna go crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, yo, no, real shit. Before I play the song, I want to give a shout out. Want to give a shout out to my family, to our family. You know what I'm saying? To Gladys and Robert. Robert known as Ewok, you feel me? Give them a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Let us know, let them know that our prayers are with them and we love them. You know what I'm saying? Just let them know we love them, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to go into detail, but that's it. We love them, and they know. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. You already know. 100%,
y'all. 100%. So I'm going to play one of our songs by Lil V, Too Bad, featuring me, Industry Made. Y'all don't cry.
Too Bad.
Please.
Wow, that's
right. That's awesome. Every time a nigga step into these streets, hit some motherfucking corners. Some old white ass nigga looking at a nigga, man. But I ain't tripping, no, I'm a shine. And try not to get my toes wet, nigga. You know, I'ma keep it all the way G on this track, though. Yeah. I don't know about the industry. But I know about the streets where them niggas
where them niggas
posted up like babies in a car seat.
In a car seat.
Doing what I can just to stay up,
man.
Man. Living on these kind of streets. I'ma be me and you gon' be
you.
If I start work, I gotta do
what it do.
And rapping don't happen, I'm picking up the strap and cabin.
Pow, pow.
And niggas
this bitch pay me. Black so cold, yeah, you know my bro lays me. But lately, man, I've been feeling hazy. Bitches got me fucked up, but please don't make me get on my tip. Cause y'all staring and talking shit. Don't wanna get caught with this. I come out with a double clip, leave you dead in your collar, bitch. But don't get it twisted, though. My problems are vicious, though. This mess is subliminal, one of Cali's original. You can get it, ho, it's whatever. Sitting back, stacking bread, it's my fucking pleasure. I'm not industry made, but trust I'm gon' get paid. Cause in these streets I was raised to get it every which way.
We're not industry made. We in these streets trying to get paid.
You know what? While the song was playing, I felt the G in me rise up, and I'm like, forget it. I'm going to keep saying nigga. You feel me? Let me unmute all y'all. You feel me? I just have to get my little intro. You know what I mean? Nikki, oh, you still here? You feel me?
Yeah.
Little B, you on? You know, Kitty Cat?
What's up?
And Young Sir Wee. You feel me? Cali Bread
That's
Family. I'm going to start off with Kitty Cat Lady first, you know what I'm saying? Let them know who you are in case they're just tuning in.
I'm Kitty Cat, K-I-T-T-Y-K-A-T. That's me, you know what I'm saying? What's up? That's me.
You know what I'm saying? Sir, we let them know who you are.
It's your boy, the Young S-I-R-W-E-T-L-E-S. So fresh as ever, you know what I'm saying? Down for whatever, you know what I mean?
Keep still, sir. We, your phone is tripping. All right, so we got Then we got Nikki Oak. He called in to give a young shout out. You know what I'm saying?
That was,
big love to Nikki Oak. You feel me? Y'all make sure y'all look him up. The famous, you know what I'm saying, Nikki Oak. Y'all know he shout out his link and all that good stuff. You feel me?
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Nikki Oak is famous.
And then we got your boy, Little V. I would say he is the king of his own world, you know what I'm saying? And we going to let him introduce himself and let y'all know.
Uh-huh.
Little V, let them know what the V stands for. And let them
I'm sorry. I'm riding in the car, and I'm like, damn. They done play the music all on the radio. Yeah, but the V stand for Lil Vulture, VDV, officially known as Vulture Boy, you know what I'm saying? Remember,
okay.
Soulja Boy gonna call you on your phone, Vulture Boy gonna come to your home.
All right,
you know
that's
saying?
Scary. That's
you feel
scary.
Me?
Okay.
I mean, no Cali bread or nothing. Bang out radio or nothing, you feel me?
Okay, don't come
tomorrow. Marley B and Topaz to say, you know what I'm saying? What's happening though?
Cali Bread. Hey, you know what? That's the word of the day, Cali Bread. Every time somebody say Cali Bread, I'm gonna give them a half a gram.
A half a gram.
A half a gram.
Hey,
you get a half a gram.
That's
Cali
how
Bread.
We do it though. We supply our own shit. We independent with it.
That's only for the team. That's only for the team. That's for the team right now.
And we don't got no fake weed. We got real cuss and real artists.
Look at you. This is what we do.
Yes,
oh, you know you didn't
What's
let
up,
you.
What's up, Marty B, though? How you doing, though?
How you doing? How I'm doing? We are all doing fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm actually feeling great. You know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable in my skin like India Ari. You feel me? And what I don't understand is, you know, it was controversy earlier this week, and it was also controversy, you know, back centuries ago with ignorant people that was just stupid in their mind, like, oh, light skin is so much better. Oh, they're born with an advantage. Oh, woe is me. Oh, blah, blah,
hey,
blah.
Well, I'm light skinned.
Yeah, they were.
Hold on.
Y'all got to let one person talk at a time. Let
look
me.
It. I'm going to speak for the light-skinned people, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm light-skinned, sexy, long hair, green eyes, you feel me? And my advantage is my mouth. You feel me? Even if I was Carmel, dark-skinned, it would still be the same thing, you know?
Oh, Peter, they like me.
I lost my car.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
You own, Kitty Cat.
I mean, you know, that's basically what it is. You feel me? I mean, you know, that's how it's been, and that's how it's going to be. So, go ahead and keep taking over.
Now,
you know, I'm just fucking around, but yeah, you know.
Cali Bread, you guys have a few callers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you guys have a few callers. It might be some people that want to speak to you. It might be people that want to speak to me. It might be people that want to speak to, you know, individuals as a, I don't know the numbers by heart yet because this is my fourth show. But I'm enjoying the call rate. I'm enjoying the call rate. Okay, wait. And then after this, we're going to get to a call. So callers, don't hang up because y'all be like hanging up thinking I don't answer or see y'all. No, I see you. It's just that like my artist as well that's out there listening, they be sitting there waiting, you know, 2 days sometimes, like, oh, my God. I mean, 2 weeks sometimes looking like, oh, my God, she going to play it. So I'll be getting everybody, you know what I'm saying, and trying to play their song, too. So please just hold on, you know, bear with me, you know, listen to their music. Even if you don't listen to rap, you know, or underground, like, call it my underground station. Like, my underground show, Bang Out. You can't just not listen to the music. Like, caller. 7819. You're on live with Bang Out Radio.
Who is this and what's good?
That's
what's up. And what's up, Marley B? This your girl, L.A. Greener.
L.A. Greener. Oh, my goodness.
What's up, Bob?
Hey.
Let me introduce family to family. This is L.A. Greener. the host of Tuesday, Twisted Tuesdays on Bang Out Radio. She comes
Bang
on,
Out Radio.
Man,
yeah.
And it's bomb. Her show is bomb, man. Y'all got to piece that out, you know what I'm saying? And Sir Weeples, this is L.A. Drina, Kitty Cat, Lil B, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We still got Nikio on the line, you feel me?
What's up,
you know
y'all?
Saying?
You know,
y'all heard a lot about Cali Bread, you know what I'm saying? I've heard my girl Marley B been speaking highly of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
As well. Yeah, you
that's
know,
good.
We trying to make something happen.
Y'all all trying to be all smooth, like, yeah, you know, trying to make something
happen. You already know. We like USA characters, you feel me? Especially your boy, you know what I mean?
You know.
I'm trying to turn it down for your enjoyment, you know what I'm saying?
You
feel me? You know what I mean? Because you know me, you know what I'm saying?
Man, Marley B, I just wanted to, you know, give you a shout-out and tell you that your show is so wonderful. I love all the topics that you have on your show. And even though, you know, my homegirl, Ebony Hare, she's about to have her baby, you know what I'm saying, in 6 days, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to, you know, hook her hair
shout-out to Ebony.
I'm always doing hair to get up your show, but I'm always doing hair because your show is fire, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
That's how
Cali Bread
do.
Cali
Bread. And that's what's so with Cali Bread.
Let's try to talk, y'all. Thank you so much, Serena. I appreciate that. And your show is hot, man. There's so many people that like your show and call in and talk to you. You know what I'm saying? I really admire your suaveness. You know what I'm saying? You're all smooth. You know?
I'm kind of deaf tonight. Before I go, you know, I wanted to let the listeners know, you know, on Fridays, you know, I'm gonna be intercepting Topaz Lachey for Bang That Fire Fridays, you know, and I'm gonna have my PMC artists on that show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so it's gonna be a PMC takeover
nice.
On Fridays.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
PMC Fridays. I can dig it.
PMC Fridays.
So
I don't battle. I write a song.
So make sure you call in for making music. You know, for the Friday show. And y'all listen in on my Friday show because it's about to be interesting.
Yeah.
This is where
right.
I'm freestyling my everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm having female artists calling in. I'm having female managers, publicists, all the great you know, information for female artists, you know? So, you know, just look forward to that show. And, you know, Marley B, you keep doing what you're doing. Cali Bread, you know what I'm saying?
That's
all your special guests that come on the show today. Man, y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Reach for the stars, you know. Got to give a shout-out to Star Mom, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
steady-minded.
You know, y'all going to be the show together.
Steady-minded, Topaz, you know what I'm saying, the whole fam out there. Oh, you know we have a new addition. I don't know if it's okay to announce it yet, so I'm going to let Topaz go ahead. And if she calls in, she'll get that announcement. But we got a new addition to the family, you know what I'm saying. They're hitting us up with Sexy Saturdays, you know. So we're going to...
I need to make sure I call in on that day. Sexy Saturday, vote your boy, touch a spot. I'm making it happen again.
Look, we talking about the topic. Come on now.
I just want to say, L.A. Drina, she just want to say, I like my man black as Marley B, you dig? You got
to yeah, hey, I feel you because I like my women black as Marley B. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that what
you
like?
They're not dark skinned. They can't even get a ride with me.
I'm thinking,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
All right, hold on, y'all.
Oh, that was black.
I see you over there, Lil B.
You know, they say black is better. Swear to jokes. You know.
Exactly.
Yo, now, yo.
Thank you. You know, I ain't done, but I'm going
to write
a
song. We might have to work together on that one, L.A. Drina and holla at Marty B.
You know what, y'all? On that note, look, on that note, y'all know what? Look, y'all go laugh, right? On that note, I feel like I'm a god because when I listen to this one, I feel like when I listen to this one song, I feel like I'm a god. And this person right here, she actually is on the darker color. Shy, you feel me? She got like chocolate skin too, my nigga. So yo, bad. If you don't feel chocolate skin, something wrong with you, my nigga.
Chocolate skin is bring you.
I'm gonna bring you. I'm a guy by Black Molly. You feel me? Oh, we got Cali
Man.
Bread on the line.
Yeah,
LA Drina.
Round here, hey baby, I'm the god though. it's a cocky. My gun and I will pop it. Enemies give me reason. Pro tools for your breezies. Pimpin', no pimpin', but remember pimpin' what he teaching. Shit, you a shipwreck. Slowly you a seeking more kush, what I'm seeking. Damn it, I am high. Y'all Moscato, what I'm drinking. Familiar, what I'm speaking. Church in the building. I'm a free spirit. If you need a little quiet, tell Tito, go and get it. I am ripping, just vomit. Horn is beat, I'm sickening. I say a hallelujah, mother sucker, pay attention. I am gold chain wearing gas up transaction. He's a G-O-D, make your bitch say, damn it.
Hey, what it do, y'all? It's your girl, KD the Bluebonnet, coming live and direct from Austin, Texas. You're now listening.
This is a Hydro Music production. So, yeah, it's your boy, Young Bizzle, 937 Entertainment, Hard Life.
What up, what up, what up? It's Verbal Piff. I'm listening to Bang Out Radio with Yon Topaz Lachey. Keep getting it in, ma. Out here in the DMV, it's all goody. Tune in, call in, replay Thursdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Banging out your computer to your two-ear hole. Huh. Verbal tone, point me directly to the throne. I ain't stopped till my son is the only heir to be known. Out from the DMV, Bogota, Hampton County. Mid-Atlantic love from the door. If you don't know, then you know now. Raw, know me far. Always on my damn man. I keep it a billion with the fan man. Staying stashes dope in my lyrics, shipping out towards Cap.
Hey, y'all, it's Marley B. You feel me? Kitty Cat, you on. Lil B. Y'all know you super on. Like
yeah, oh, boy, and, no, no. That was a hot track by Black Marley, you know.
Hold on, you guys. I have to announce something to you guys. I have a lot of callers coming in, and I wanted to be able to take them. So, Nikki, I wanted to, before I let you go, I wanted to thank you once again for calling, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, just being, you know, a homie once again, you know, as you do, and let me know, you feel me, showing Cali Bread all that love, you feel me, good looking out, much love to you, you feel me, and I thank you for, you know, really just supporting Bang Out Radio. You feel me? Tune in. We
Bang Out Radio, Marley B, you know, everybody else that's in the movement, we are doing it.
All right. You know what I'm saying? It's indie music movement. You feel me? That's what it is. You're looking out, my nigga. Take this next caller. You feel me? We got a caller. Matter of fact, I wanted to let a couple. Drina, you on too? I forgot to tell you that.
Yo, what's up, Drina?
LA,
I love you, you know, my boo-boo. Hey, you know what, Marley B, I don't know if you've seen that whole video that I posted, you know, but I had gave you a shout-out on my video, too. You know,
so. Oh, you did? No, Marley, you need to see it. Oh, how sweet.
Yeah, you gotta see that one, but you my girl, you know what I'm saying? I love you. I love your music, you know what I'm saying? You got a real beautiful personality, you know, outside of your the entertainment part, you know what I'm saying?
You know, that's how you are too. You feel me? I first talked to you, it was real cool and laid back and encouraging and everything. And I appreciate that. You feel me? It helped me be non nervous when I got on. You know, get on. You feel
right.
Get on and be myself. You feel me? I appreciate that.
I'm glad to finally meet your squad too. You know what I'm saying? Cali Bread, you know. That's what
Cali
it is.
Bread.
What's up?
As you know, I just pulled up my boy, you know what I'm saying, pick my boy Da Vinci up right now, you know what I'm saying, his phone
yeah.
Up there. I know he want to get online, my producer, Cali Bread producer.
Okay,
you know, so tell me about yourself,
Da Vinci. Hold on, let me introduce him. So you guys, tuning in, this is Cali Bread, you know, ENT family, and they are independent. Label, and they have been going strong for about 3 years now, but they've been actually together for about 7 years. And
right.
So we just made additions to the family over the years, and this is one of them. His name is Da Vinci, and he is the shit when it comes to producing and singing. And, man. So Da Vinci, tell them a little bit about yourself and tell them, you know, what's good and what city you originally hail from. You know, tell them what, like, you know, basically what you do, you know.
Okay, for sure, for sure. You know, your boy, if a lot of people don't know, they will know right now. I'm Don Prophet, a.k.a. Da Vinci. I'm from way back in 2000, you know, the movie Played. So I was, you know, the co-writer for that movie right there, my voice over the whole movie, starring Tony Braxton, Merlin Santana, and, you know, all the nice people that people, you know, living on sitcoms. I got other songs on sitcoms, and one song on also the Burn Notice soundtrack. I'm working on, you know, Cali Red, all that shit. You know, we got it going. We got over 500 songs, you know, so the library is a multitude of songs that niggas ain't really heard yet, but we going to slap them in the head with it, you feel me?
Okay.
But here it go, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I originated from Florida, you know what I'm saying? Boy, came to L.A., you know, I didn't put it down, did a thing, you know. Now I'm out here in Palmdale, you know, slapping them more with more beats, you know. Got a hit song, Chain So Low, y'all will hear that soon, and I can't dance. But you know what I'm saying? This game is like it is. We hard, and we gonna come harder, you know what I mean? There's a lot of shit going on, but it's slapping.
I feel you, man, I feel you, man. That's right. You know, it's just, you know, a lot of talent out here, Cali Bread, that's all I can say, you feel me? They got artists, producers, singers, you know, rappers. That's who the artists are. They, you know, well-rounded individuals that just, you know, do a lot of everything. A little writing, a little singing, a little rapping. I have another caller, and the number is 1202. Caller 1202, you are on Line Live with Cali Bread and Marley B.
What's up, Marley B? This is Big Cuzzo, and I was just calling in to tell all y'all congratulations, and I'm happy for y'all, and big extra shout-out to dark-skinned people. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being dark-skinned. Dark skin is in. There's nothing wrong with it.
That's right.
And especially shout-out to Kitty Cat.
Bye-bye. Hi, Cuzzo. Big Cuzzo. Hey.
And what's his name? Vulture Boy? Yeah, I hear you up there,
boy.
I hear you, Vulture Boy, and Marley B, and who else? Inchy and Sir Weeples. So I was just shout out, and that's all, and love y'all, and I'm going to talk to y'all later.
Kuna Matata.
Hey, just shout out.
Hi, cousin. I love you. You know what I'm saying? And we will holler at you later. Thanks for the shout out. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to my cousin and my whole fam. You know what I'm saying? We always get shout outs when we call in and, you know what I'm saying, pretty much, you know, love each other. And that's what family does. You know what I'm saying? Always.
Like I told you, we running a family. We ain't running a business. We running a family.
That's right.
Always
have to love.
That being said,
yeah,
you know, I'm
wait till they see us driving down the street, down Palmdale, Essex, goddamn trunk hanging all out with no back seats, 12-15 in the back of that motherfucker beating all this shit.
Bumping nuts like Cali Bread.
Nothing Cali Bread.
I want to give a shout out once again to Topaz.
That's right.
It's Thursday.
Hey, shout out to Topaz.
Shout out to Marley B.
Hold on, give a shout out to my boy Steady Grinding, because, you know what I'm saying, he holding it down with James Payton on Grind Network Mondays. Y'all gotta tune in for that, because that right here, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of information. I was talking about sports and all kinds of
And that's what's so like, especially you know, when you want to kick back and have a couple laughs, you know what I'm saying? Talking about some serious, you're talking about fight issues, you know. This week he was talking about, can you recreate a relationship in the industry? So y'all might want to go replay that. But while y'all are still talking, I'm going to play some music now.
We forgot we on speakerphone, but you know, we just made it to the studio and we about to go put some more slap in.
I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a bro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a bro to you haters. I'm
as I close the club, they show me love. 10 bottles of bourbon, and ain't no for you scrubs. Head into the VIP to get my mind right. Not knowing that I'm in for a stripper's delight. I'm popping bottles, scoping models, playing like a boss. I see that jelly jiggling, so you know I got some flaws. Ain't no interruptions, cause my game authentic sauce. And if you block my view, just like Sonic, you getting tossed. Pop it, mommy, for your bitch, poppy. Your name is copywritten, so can't nobody copy. I got to hold you down, cause can't nobody stop me. And if they try to stop me, then I'm gonna have to off it. Now back to the situations that's at hand. I see how you talk that thing, now do it again. Put it in reverse, make it jerk or whatever. Cause about to make me go to a whole nother level.
In the middle, popping big bottles, popping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, whipping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters.
I'm in the club, go ahead and make it clap. Be a good girl and put your city up on the map. Like a butterfly, make it flap and fly away. It's that Mr. Pills, and I'm here to say that you rolling with a real deal, real talking tab. Let's keep off in the club, and I'm spending bigger figures. Just to see you dropping real low to the ground. I don't know where you're from, but I'm from this A-town. I'm trying to focus, but that bug got me leaning. Seeing double between, just like I'm really beaming. Quick to hit the club on any given Sunday. Monday through that Saturday, then Saturday through that Monday. Work that pole, mommy, from the ceiling to the floor. Just like Flo Rida, shout that gold, hit the flow. Do it like you know, and do it like a pro. And come back to the club if you really want some more.
And I'm in the club, popping big bottles, popping out bottles, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club, popping big bottles, stepping out models, my game full throttle. I'm in the club, popping big paper, a real alligator, say a pro to you haters. I'm in the club.
On the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hold and pray, you see your birthday. You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hold and pray, you see your birthday. A lot of things all trainers, like I'm living with Satan. Terrors all around me, so I keep one in the chamber. So when that's in danger, I could release all of the same. We made the game that I'm similar to a soldier at war. I'm ready for more, like a Holyfield Tyson fight, boy. I break your back, boy. You get slapped, boy, with your own choice. So bring the noise. I hope you got a gun and not a night, boy. Trying to battle me and my boys. You must be looking for death. This is my final destination. I'm the guy killing patients. Moving through nations. Interrogation, that's what we face until we die. Wait, annihilating each other for wearing the wrong color. In the wrong cut at the wrong time. To say I'm gangster crazy, cause I'm losing my mind. The way I drop hits and clock chips and murder these rhymes. Primary records back, so I gotta keep on throwing bombs.
Yeah.
You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hold me, pray. You see your birthday. You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hold me, pray. You see your birthday.
Real niggas rap where they let their hair rest. Man, the man cast through the fuck, I got it impressed. New generation and you cats trying to duck the blows. Most niggas slapping chain harder than they fuck the flow. Be miserable, let me rap and present. The English nigga hitting all the holes in your click. My Arizona slogan, give a fuck about a bitch. West Coast brainwash, blame them for my spit. No one producer, you know with words so strong. God seeming in my pen, so my words is bold. Intimidated already, cause you heard of my dime. And I'm shitting on them dog, ain't no need for a job. Evil genius on these beats, got the word in my palm. Got a 808 kick that'll blow up the time. If it don't get your flag, then it's leave with my arm. Cause these flows be banging like a senior prime.
You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hold me, pray. You see your birthday. You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hope and pray. You see your birthday.
Dynamic is like a fucking terrorist. Lay your ass flat like your name was terrorist. Trying to come up like you hard, but you ain't saying nothing. Run up in my spot and I get to bust and I'm a Leo. So they think I'm mean. Is it cause I got the Ruger that'll split your spleen? Make room for a chick like me, about 400 feet. Cause you know we coming 50 deep. I'm working with Calico, slamming photos on the motherfucking heads of you plastic assholes. I won't give a fuck, all you fake bitches die slow. Pumping on this purple drove, thinking of ways to get
you on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hope and pray. You see your birthday. You on the wall with these niggas, it's your worst day. Get out of line with these niggas, it's your worst day. I got them nines for you niggas, it's your worst day. You better hope and pray. You see your birthday.
Oh my God, who is this?
I'm over here feeling myself, you feel me? Like, that's who you feel me? Is he still indie music, mommy? You know? So I'm online live with Lil V, you know what I'm saying? And Sir Wee, you feel me? I actually wanted y'all to tell people a little. Oh, LA Dream is still on the food, you feel me? I think she's just listening in. You know, so I never did hang her up. And we got Kitty Cat back.
It's so
fun. Callie Bread,
hey,
you know,
okay,
Marley.
Yeah. The Callie Bread fam got a present.
Can we bless you right quick?
Well, what?
Can we bless you?
Yeah, y'all can. Yeah,
okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ready?
Go.
We have a technical.
Bang out,
radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang out, radio. Bang
Okay.
So they came with that for you, girl, saying your stuff, you want to incorporate that with your stuff, you know what I'm saying? They came up with that, you know what I'm saying? Just as we was talking with you, they just, you know what I'm saying, on the dollar, you know what I'm saying?
That's how fast we do music.
They got that for you, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's look, y'all. We have a caller. That's not
okay.
Well, it might be Cali Bread, but we have a caller, which is, I'm excited because it. I don't always get excited when I see a caller. So I love that drop. That was tight shit, man. That right there. 7440. You are on live with Bang Out Radio.
Bang Out Radio.
And Cali Bread. What's good?
What did I see? I'm giving a shout out to Cali Bread. Cali
Bread,
that's right.
Dude, that's right, man. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know where you called it from.
So you know I have to show Cali Bread some love on Bang Out Radio. Bang Out Radio, that's right, for sure, for sure, for sure.
That's right.
Yep. Where you calling from, my boy? I'm at work right now, but I'm out of Palmdale.
It's RC.
You still top flight, RC? Man, I'm doing it, man. He's top flight at Walmart right now.
RC,
my boy. That's right.
Actually, I'm calling from work. I'm top flight at Winco.
I'm going to come up to the people that's keeping us safe. This is my boy RC up there. He done a couple of behind the scenes projects for us. He done hosted a couple of videos. What it do, Wiggles? Yeah, this your boy. What's poppin' with it, RC? Man, slow motion.
Man, I feel you, man. I feel you, man. I say, what's good with you, though, man? How you doing? How you doing out there, man? Trying to get to this money. Trying to get to this money. Hey, that's the only way to go. I got one thing to say though. You can't get money if you're going for the Lakers. Do you see they on the dish no more? Oh my goodness, he's talking about. Wow, what's up? I'm about to get back to this money. I just saw y'all some love.
Yo, I'm about to get back to this money. I just saw y'all some love. I get at y'all. Hey, that's right. Hey, what's up, RC? Back to looking at Cali Brady and T-Love, babe. Cali Brady. I got love for Cali. I got love for Cali. Hey, that's one of our bodyguards, man, that did a bodyguard at a couple of shows for us, you know what I'm saying? Man, he had burners, no, that license.
He's a security man.
That's right.
You got to deal with him. You don't want to deal with him.
Not that we really need security. We just got
him. Yeah, we just got him around. He had nothing to do. He wanted to do
whatever.
And he
legally can hold. And he legally can hold a yaya.
Check this out, y'all. What I want to do is I want y'all to, you know what I'm saying, check y'all phones. Cause somebody got a reverb low-key on it, but it's, you know, like, I don't know. It's making a lot of noise. So maybe, you know, Lil Weeb, you can keep still while you're talking, because I know you like to move around a lot.
Oh, my God. You know I do like to move around a lot, girl. That's personal. Look.
Okay.
Wow. Then we actually go here.
After all these years, I do have to say stuff like that to me. So I'm like, really?
Yeah, but wait, you called it, though. How you doing? So, Lil B, can you tell us what inspired you to actually rap?
Because behind the scenes, I know you, Sir Wee, and two other artists that aren't actually on with us. Shout out to BBG. And my nigga Buku, that's out there doing it
big
in Kansas City, I believe. You feel me? We out there. Y'all don't know nothing. I'm trying to get him in right now. It really, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I was traveling, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, sitting in the car, you know, and music was playing. Nigga started rapping. You feel me? Yeah, nigga, just thanks. Just nigga, it ain't no hobby. Nigga, just do it. You feel me? It's life.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You know, it motivates me to just lay lyrics down and just kill shit off and whoever want to step up to the plate, they get knocked down and stuff, you know. You feel me? I just like to do it. I just do this, you know. You know, I'm something like a, I'm be something like a king on the West Coast after all this is said and done with Cali Bread, or we.
I feel you.
Feel me? So, you know, my nigga Weeble's dog really motivated me, you know what I'm saying, because he the one that really made me start rapping.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? So, if it wasn't for Weeble's, I wouldn't really be doing next then. You know. But, hey, Da Vinci put me in pocket on the beach, you feel me? But, nigga, that's how it do when you in the streets and you just hustling and you trying to get it right, trying to get it together.
I feel you. You know, if y'all could, you know, I don't know if Too Bad is out there, you know, if they are listening in. I love y'all.
I don't know where they're at. Right now, I think one at work and the other one's doing something else.
No. Actually, Tisa B is not at work. She at home. You know, she was waiting. She was actually going to get a ride over here, or she was going to have somebody pick her up from her house. So, you know, if you want to do that, we got 33 minutes left in the show. You want to go get Tisa B, you know, if anybody available, say y'all could, so she could get her, you know, her shine on and talk about, you know, her song. Because, you know, she gets the crew. You know, that's like our little baby out of the crew. So it wouldn't be fair for us not to, you know, give her a little, you know, and she got a job.
I don't know why she's not calling in.
Well, what you do is call her at home and tell her to call in because she might not know that part. You know that part right there. So,
Bang Out Radio. I love y'all.
Wow. We love you too. You can call back. You can call back before the show is over, but, you know, I would like you to call back with Tisa available.
I heard that.
But you know, that's because we was getting it in at KY Studio. He called in earlier. You feel me?
KY,
you know,
we give it up for KY. We don't give it up for Janky Promoters.
We do it big over there. You feel me? That's what we do.
Janky Promoters. Can we get on a topic about Janky Promoters?
KY said we don't give it up for Janky Promoters.
Everybody knows if you're female or you dark skin, you sexy, baby. But
No, well, you know, it's all colors in for the niggas, you know what I'm saying? I don't prefer a certain color, but I like, you know, I like human beings, and I like them all to be nice. And that's it, you know, and I don't like them to be haters, and I don't like them to go sending people messages behind your back with a whole bunch of bullshit in it to make you want to slap the whole thing yellow.
We don't need those type of people
because there's a lot of yellow on their teeth, so you're going to have to keep slapping the shit off their ass. But I'm not going to even, you know, bring that up.
It's okay. Man, you know how it is.
You have to be nice. And you got to respect other people. You have to respect people's privacy. You have to respect people's lives and their wishes. And when, you know, people want to be haters, you let them make that their profession. You don't get in their way. You let them hate.
Go ahead.
And with that, I want to say one for the road, for the simple fact, the homies, look, the homies, they got this song called One for the Road, and it's by the homie Nicest, because he's nice, and his name is Nicest, his music is nice, and his homeboy is Jerry. Y'all listen to this while we, you know, line up for music real quick. Cali Bread on the line, live, today. Bang Out.
Live.
Just shut up and rub, bro. I'm the one for the rub. Blowing reef about a week with my beater down low. Fueling my candy for the cruise control slow. And my tent pure black, so the coppers never know. I got the burn in the coop loop. Chickens out the coop loose. Getting hit while I drive down some great goose. They told me not to drink and drive. Fuck a DUI. I'm not drunk, I'm high. I know I'm under the influence of what? But pimps do it. So you have the right to let me go. I am hostile, wiggle, adios. Officer, took the bottle with Roach.
I got one for the road, and here we go. 4 or 5 Sunday, about to get low. Got a box full of fish, and we can all float. And we won't light it up unless that shit makes the show. I got one for the road. Here we go, 4 or 5 Sunday, about to get low. Got a box full of fish, and we can all float. And we
when it hits you in your ear, you say that it's a kid. Roll the blunt, light it up, it's just a dub. What the fuck? Tell your bitch to hop in the whip, cause a nigga won't fuck, go catch that. Play with they life, be up all night. Stay drinking to fuck your bitch and love to fight. Yeah, that abuse ride, do it for the other side. With your bitch like a nigga running from the phone line. God damn, I ran the lights again. So much smoke up in this bitch, I'm needing oxygen.
I got one for the roll, and here we go. 4 or 5 Sunday, about to get low. Got a box for the switch, we can all smoke. And we won't light it up unless that shit makes a show. I got one for the roll, and here we go. 4 or 5 Sunday, about to get low. Got a box for the switch, we can all smoke. And we won't light it up unless that shit makes a show. Me like.
Rabbit.
Trick.
the bomb. I know you three times, you gotta watch. No, no, sir, for real, you gotta watch. Give it up, boy, it's the fucking spot. As you can see, I'm all about my watch.
Hit me up on a text, you feel me? I'm clearing that up real quick. Man, that's crazy, you know what I'm saying? There's so much going on out there in radio land today, you know what I'm saying? I got callers coming in, want to, you know, give it up for the chocolates, you know, giving it up for the yellow, you feel me? Let me let everybody back in to the Marley B room real quick. Y'all back on Mars with Marley B. Hello?
Hello? Is she there?
There we go. What's up, baby? Oh, live.
Hi. Hi, baby.
What's up with your mom?
Oh, chilling, chilling. You already know I have to call in. So my girl Marley B, this your girl Topaz Lachey. Everybody already know.
Topaz, let me introduce you formally to Sir Wee. You know what I'm saying? He's like the captain of Cali Bread, you feel me? And then we got the official president over there, little V, you feel me? I think he got off the line to go locate our baby of the group, Tisa B, you know?
Okay, that's what it is.
Online.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Of course, it's the girl. What?
I say much respect.
Thank you, baby. That's what it is. It's your girl, Topaz Lachey, of course. Man, Marley B., what's good Wednesday? Man, shout out to all the hosts on Bang Out Radio. Man, we got Steady Grind and Jay Payton. Man, you guys better tune in Monday through Saturday now. We got a new host, Amanda G. Baby, coming to the team, you dig. Of course, me, Replay Thursday with your girl, Topaz Lachey. Man, we got the double whammy. What is it? The third and the fourth. Make sure y'all come out. 661 stand up. You already know what it is. The boss lady, baby.
Man, we're going to be in there sick. Sicker than a snicker. Y'all ain't going to be able to turn around up in there. You know, rubbing shoulders with the best of them. You feel me? It's going to be popping.
That's what we do.
Hopefully bring a cameraman or two through and, you know what I'm saying, turn it into a music video. They got the stripper pole
right.
Popping out there for the
right. And
the Zikas. Corner cage where you can stand up and do your little thing by the mirrors, you know what I'm saying? Stage copy. I mean, man, the bar stays full. Sometimes they be running out of cups, but, you know, they stay with the liquor, though.
Yes. And it's at Mazika's, everybody. At Mazika's.
It's popping at Mazika's, man. Y'all don't know.
Yes. On Sierra Highway and Avenue.
Y'all make sure
Mazika's be popping.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, you know, I have to call in and show you some love. Everybody. And everybody,
thank
if you ain't
you.
Got me on Facebook, you welcome, babies. I love y'all. Everybody, this is your girl, Topaz Lachey. But you guys, add me on Facebook, of course, Topaz Lachey, the one and only, TopezLashay. Catch me on bangoutradio.com. Man, the boss lady, you already know what it is.
Let's go, let's show.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they made? Man, they working on this drop. It just sounds tight from what I just heard, man. It's like a cute little intro to, man, it's G. I like it.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
You know how Cali Bread do, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do. You want to hear it? You want to hear it?
This is
what we do.
Yeah, he got to play it for us. They send it. They just finished it hot off the press. Let's go.
All right.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I like how y'all did my Bang Out Radio, though. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what we do, you know what I mean?
Called the boy in.
Bang Out Radio.
That's
what it is, baby. Get back to your show and hit me up. Yes.
We got so many people showing Bang Out Radio love. It's crazy.
Thank you, everybody, that's showing Bang Out Radio so much love. I love everybody. Make sure you guys come out to all my event parties. It's going down.
Oh, you know, I'm there
Bang Out
all
Radio.
The time. Try to have my hair braided this time.
Okay.
You know.
That's what it is.
No, you should have your hair braided by the third. Lil V, we're going to make sure as a Cali Bird family that you'll be all right by the third. Your hair will be so you don't got to worry
by
about
the
that.
By the third. We ain't waiting on no government check. Wait, no man to call me and say, come bring that to me.
I'm just waiting on the show. I'm waiting on the party. I mean, you want your hair done. I don't braid. You want to find somebody out there to do all that.
Well, on Bang Out Radio Wednesdays, Vulture Boy looking for a number one braider that can braid his hair. He'll look out. So, cuz, the vomits of the land, you feel me? You know, and I might put 16 on your track if it's hot.
Yeah, so I'm about to get back to what I'm doing, and you guys continue with the show. Love you guys.
Good looking out, Topaz. I appreciate that. Love you. Much love. Bang Out Radio.
Topaz.
Bang Out
Radio.
Hey. Love you, Topaz. Thank you for calling
love
in.
You too.
And more love. Give that shout out. I appreciate it very much.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Bingo Radio.
Bingo Radio.
Let me see. We got another caller. You feel me? We got actually 15 minutes left. And I did say that this next show I was going to actually – well, this show, this is the next show. I was going to announce 14 people that I wanted in my video. So, you know what I'm saying, just in case. I hope you are. That'll be bomb.
Yeah,
after,
you know you
after a lot of, you know what I'm saying, going through some things with, like, three or four people, we decided on these 14. But this is not, like, the official only 14. Everybody else know they could just, you know, come. It's not like, bam. But these are people I want to for sure, please make sure you come. Like, I want you to come up for sure. And that is your girl, Waynesha, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, we got Kitty Cat because she's the princess of Cali Bread. This is for the video, baby, in case y'all don't know. My homegirl, Chanel, you know what I'm saying? She goes by Chocolate Seduction, you feel me? Because she's chocolate. And I got my homegirl, Erin. You feel me? We got Erin, a.k.a. Beautiful. You feel me? We got Amisha and Tisa, a.k.a. Cash of Too Bad. You feel me? We got my homegirl, Shadea. You feel me? She's also a light bright. You know what I'm saying? She's beautiful. Beautiful skin complexion. Everything. She pretty smile the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? Then, of course, I want Black Molly there because, you know what I'm saying, she's a beauty within herself. You feel me? That's the homegirl. You know what I'm saying? She just all around got the gangster lyrics, but then she come out looking like a supermodel. So I'm going to need her to just strike a pose, you know, in the video for me. You feel me? Then I got, of course, Topaz Lachey, L.A. Drina, you know, because they repping Bang Out Radio ladies, you know, and this is the female scene. And then I have, you know, another portion of Bobby Penn. Her name is Raji. I love her look. She's a chocolate girl, you know what I'm saying, repping for the chocolates. We also have my homegirl, as we know her, Sunshine, a.k.a. Carmelicious on the mic with a K. I had to try to use her voice. But those are the females. And the last girl is Felicia. That would be Waynesha's best friend. So, Nene, make sure you pull your best friend out of whatever she's doing when, you know what I'm saying, the first week of June come around, because after Topaz Lachey's party, we're going to go out to the waterfalls and have a ball, you know what I'm saying, that Sunday. So make sure y'all do come out, enjoy, you know what I'm saying, bring your flip-flops, bring your, what else do they need? Bring, like, your flip-flops. You got to have tennis shoes, you know what I'm saying? Bring a pair of pumps or some high heels that go with your bathing suit. If you look bomb in a two-piece, I suggest this is when you strike a pose in that two-piece. You know, and a T-shirt and some jeans or shorts. And we own. You feel me? Make sure you look sexy, you know. If you got the right look, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that you own. And we finna be bomb. Like, it's gonna be, oh, my God, y'all, you know.
Man, my boy DDG trying to call in. If he can get clicked in before the show ends.
Oh, yeah,
our,
for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on.
You know what
I'm saying?
I
think
he's
8-1, something like that.
I was too busy giving my list of the yellows and the chocolates that I'm going to go ahead and take caller 5681. You know what I'm saying? What it do? You on live with what's good? Marley P.
What it do? It's Stevie actually in the building,
a.k.a. MIA. Y'all don't, hey, I want to let y'all know, don't be too loud, because, like, the callers out there, it kind of echoes out their computer, so make sure y'all, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Lil V, your thing was kind of reverbing. Make sure y'all stay away from the computer when you tune in on the phone. DVS, stretch your body like a Pilates. I'm telling you,
stretch your body like Pilates, a.k.a. DV Genius, a.k.a. I'm missing an action, and if I go down right now, it's because I'm rolling in the trap wagon. And I ain't got no Bluetooth, so the popo probably just passed by.
Oh, damn.
That's what I'm talking about. I told you I would get that for you, my boy. You already know.
And
you
I
know,
need that.
Love. I got you. Don't even trip, my boy. You already know what it is.
Y'all going to get DV out your Bluetooth. That's what he need. That's for sure. Yeah. Y'all know. Make sure y'all do that. You know what I'm saying? You feel
that's
me?
What we is. That's what we
got to
get, that man, though.
DiBiase, my question of the day, I can't say we have a question of the day. The question of the day didn't call in yet. The homie's supposed to be calling in with the question of the day. And, you know, basically, my topic is light skin versus dark skin, and what exactly is the big hype? Like, why do you think my question to you would be, I asked everybody else something different, so what would you say? Why do you think females hate on each other for skin color? Why do you think, like, anyone maybe three shades lighter than one person would hate on somebody about them being caramel or light skin? What would you think that their silly hang up is?
Yeah. Well, you know me, I'm gonna take it to scientifics, and I'm gonna bring the book out on it. I'm gonna say, you know, it's all about being brainwashed. You feel me? And it go back to slavery and a whole bunch of more other type of psychological issues. You feel me? But that's, you know, that's deep beyond the surface. On the surface, you feel me, motherfucker? It's like light skin. Myself, I'm a red bone type cat. You feel me? Red bone with the wavy. You know, I don't know. You know, it just strike me as more appealing. But I love chocolate girls.
Hold up,
but
hold the train, stop the bus. Did Diddy just from what
you know me, you can depend on me keeping it all the way.
And dark skin is that big.
But you know what? I say,
actually, you
feel
me? I like green bitches, you feel me? I mean, excuse me, I like green ladies.
What is it? What?
Huh?
What, with money?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even have to tell you,
baby.
Huh?
Got a real one?
You feel me? Because they got a match in it. You feel me? They got a match.
How did I know?
They got a match. You feel me?
Is there anybody you want to give a special shout out to? Because in the last five minutes of my show, I usually play like three songs.
Well, first thing I want to say, Cali Bread of Death, you feel me? That's what it is, what it's going to be, you feel me, and what it always been, you know? And everybody else know who it is, you feel me? I ain't got to get specific, you know? Only person that I want to say, you feel me? That way you don't leave nobody out. Shout out to Chris Finnis Franklin.
DDD, let them know what you do. You know what I'm saying? As far as Cali Bread, we know that you rap. You feel me? How long you been writing and how long you been rapping?
I've been writing pretty much as long as I could fit the pen in my hand, you feel me? But I didn't create my craft when I was about 13.
I feel you right there. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that have been doing this music thing, you know what I'm saying? And they look up to people like us, you know what I'm saying, to keep them motivated and inspired, encouraged, and, you know what I'm saying, and just to be role models in their lives and help them along the way, you know, no matter what color we are, you know what I'm saying, people admire all different artists for all different reasons, you know. I know I sound like Run's house at the end when he be in the tub, right?
Oh, no,
but you know what I'm saying?
Man, all the women look good, man.
Keeping 100. You know Marley's hot, you know what I'm saying?
And we all need to love it.
Yeah, y'all too. You feel me? I appreciate y'all calling me in, and y'all was real gentlemen and real ladies about y'all. You know what I'm saying? Katie Cat held it down for the ladies.
Hey.
Cali Bread. You know. Do we have any more callers? No. Nope, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. 5828. You know, you own, but I didn't want to let too many voices be on that one so that it won't be making too much of a loud, you know, distort to the callers. But
yeah.
I mean, to our listeners. But I'm going to play a couple tracks because, like I said, in the last 5 minutes, I usually try to play, like, three tracks. So don't think I'm trying to, like, cut your song off. If you're listening out there, I'm not trying to cut your song off.
You need your ankles.
I hope it's Cali Bread.
You need Cali down to your ankles, baby.
For some reason, for some reason, I don't see that one on here because I think that, you know what I'm saying, I have put a whole bunch of other stuff on there. I put a whole bunch of other things on there and I didn't get to. Y'all don't worry about
it. It was on.
You know what I do? Y'all know what I Oh, y'all silly. What I do have is a slow jam that somebody requested I play. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if it's up. Oh, man. It ain't up there. It's all right. Because what I'm going to do is, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to find something else to play. And it's going to be something y'all probably not even going to think I was going to play. You feel me? Let me see. Check this out.
just met you. Getting high, sitting low, I'm 22. You looked at me, said, what to do? I'm like, baby, what's up with you? You wanna roll with me, let's go. You can't be my boo for sure. Everything I did was gon' show. I wanna hit you on the down low. So everything I did and everything I said was true. I wanna see, I wanna move, I wanna step, roll up on the do shoot. But things changed when I first came over in our plug. A week later, you told me, baby, I'm falling in love. And the friends you got, they mad and high and they starting to fly. Cause now on the block, they wanna be in your shoes. You know they got a rip that you ain't gon' lose. And every sucker that they mess with, they're broke, barefoot, and pregnant. So they gon' envy me. Tell lies so they can touch me.
What up? It's Verbal Piff. I'm listening to Bang Out Radio with Yon Topaz Lachey.
Serving up the hottest beats.
Hottest
beats. With the hottest DJ. The hottest DJ.
Hey, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We got 1 minute left in the show. I love y'all, Cali Bread, for calling. Showing y'all love. You feel me? That was just the most amazing feeling ever, have all the family call in, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Topaz Lachey, you feel me? She will be on tomorrow, replay Thursdays. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to bangoutradio.com, or you call the same number, you feel me? And she will be on, you know what I'm saying? Y'all hear her sweet little southern voice, y'all know that's Topaz Lachey, you feel me? She's a boss, you know what I mean? And then we got Ladrina on Twisted Tuesdays, and we got Steady Grinding on Grind Network Mondays, you feel me? Man, I done had a good time for these last 2 hours with y'all, and I will hope to see y'all, hear y'all, talk to y'all again next week, you feel me? Believe it or not, next week we have an artist already lined up, and his name is Baby Carrez, you know what I'm saying, and Supreme Music. And we out. I love y'all very much. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Make sure that you look for me on Twitter at Marley the Business, BABIZNIS. You feel me? I'm on Twitter all day. You feel me?
Yeah. This your boy Rob Dawg on the track. I got your girl Topaz and Shay. And I got your nigga Double O. I got your nigga City Black in this thing. And we ain't got our ass on there. One of you niggas out there in the street, nigga. So you push that niggas out there in the street, from the club to the street, nigga, y'all do what y'all do, nigga. Yeah.
Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Everybody in the street, throw your hood up. Everybody in the street, throw your hood up.
L.A. where haters is spraying, fake ballers get shot like every day in the out the deuce, niggas get mobile like boost. I'm similar to bitch, been juice. When the beef thought they wanna call truth, man, fuck that, we got some new guns. don't even run. Other places, niggas are trying to get caught by the ones that try and be like us. Cause they know the FBI can't even describe some of the guns we bust.
Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. You ready to go to war, nigga, let's do it like the neighbors. Whatever, on your way, bitch, nigga, ain't gon' favor. 9 times out of 10, nigga, that shit ain't taken. I'm a silver bag, nigga, ain't got no patience. I hit you with that Mac 11, have your pussy ass leaking from your motherfucking blood. It's whatever. Go and get your ball, bitch, nigga, it's whatever. From the streets to the club, nigga, it's whatever. Cause I keep it on deck, the drugs in the tank. That body in the tank. You move, bitch, you can check, cause I ain't playing no damn day. When I hit the damn club, I'm throwing my hood up, man. It's whatever, ho.
Everybody in the club, throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Throw your hood up. Everybody in the club, throw your hood up.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Same time, same channel, same place. All right? Love y'all. Y'all call in. Have a good time like I had today.